Hello, this is Suzanne Cable, Assistant District Ranger for Recreation and Wilderness on the Tofte and Gunflint Ranger Districts with the Superior National Forest update. For the week of October 24th, here's what's going on that may affect travel and recreation on the Tofte and Gunflint Districts of the Forest. You can expect logging traffic in the same areas as last week. On the Gunflint District, the Bally Creek Road, Devil Track Road, Ball Club Road, Shoe Lake Road, Greenwood Road, Pine Mountain Road, The Grade, Gunflint Trail, Swamp Lake Road, Cascade River Road, Cook County 7, and Cook County 45 are all being used for hauling. The Tofte District is currently less busy, with truck traffic on the Mark Lake Road, Caribou Trail, Cook County 3, The Grade, and the 4-Mile Grade. Keep an eye out for hunters pulled over or walking on the road in their search for grouse. Or, of course, if you are a hunter, please park in safe places and keep an eye out for cars. Fire crews are still conducting some burns, so there may be smoke in the air in some places. Some of these burns are for wildlife openings. Our moose, as well as other species, like to forage on the new growth that comes up after a fire, so some areas are kept open just for them. It seems to work, as moose sign are often found in these openings. It is a good example of how fire isn't always a bad thing, and in fact is part of our healthy ecosystems here in the north. Water is now shut off in all the campgrounds, so if you are camping, make sure to bring your own drinking water or bring a way to treat water from the lake for your own use. You can no longer make reservations at campgrounds for this fall season, and fees are no longer charged. Hopefully there will still be plenty of good weather before snow falls, and it is still a good time to go out camping. Along with water systems being shut off, docks are being removed from lakes. If you are launching a boat from a trailer, you may want to think ahead about how you want to get into the boat once it is launched. It may be time to winterize your outboard and start using the canoe instead. As winter approaches, our trail partners are putting a lot of volunteer hours in this weekend to prepare ski and snowmobile trails for the season ahead. If you ski or snowmobile, please take time to thank these folks for all the time they spend maintaining the trails that you enjoy. We couldn't do it without them. It looks like we may have a bit of warm weather this week, so it will be a good time to get out and enjoy the end of fall. Carve out some time between pumpkin carvings to get outside, go for a hike, or go for a drive. Until next week, this has been Suzanne Cable with the Superior National Forest Update.